Morning. Today's daf in Yuma Gimel, second daf in the Masechta, continuation from yesterday's discussion of the Gemara regarding the Shivas Yom HaFrasha. Kohen Gadol is going to be operating on the holiest day of the year in the holiest place, and so therefore Achana, preparation is necessary in order to do so in 7 days of preparation. So the Kohen Gadol, the first Mishnah tells us, is going to get sequestered into a Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah yesterday just simply described as Lishka's Palhedrin. Tosos gave us another clue in terms of where it is. Tosos describes that it's Bakodesh. It's somewhere in the Azara itself, contradistinction to the Lishka where the Kohen would sequester himself for the Paraduma, where there's also seven Zayin Yemei Afrasha for the Paraduma, but that's going to be in a different location, somewhere in the northeast of the Azara, but as Tosos points out in yesterday's daf, somewhere Bechol, not Bakodesh. But anyway, but there's 7 days of Afrasha. So Kohen Gadol is going to be sequestered for a full week prior to Yom Kippur for purposes of Hachana, for an encounter with the serious encounter with the Shekhinah and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, for purposes of Tahara. We're going to discuss that a little bit later on today's daf. But in other words, okay, so it's 7 days of preparation and isolation. So with that stated, so the Gemara's discussion started off with the very simple question, Manani Mili. Well, how do we know this? Well, before we get to the Manani Mili, so the Gemara points out, I know I just made reference to it, but I want to formally present it. The Gemara points out that it's not just by the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur that there is Hafrasha, but a Kohen is going to who's going to be shechting and preparing the Paraduma. Now, granted, there are only 10 historically, but the Kohen who's going to be in preparation of that, who is going to be shechting the Paraduma, also is going to require Zayin Yemei Hafrasha. So the question really now becomes twofold. What's the source for the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur? What's the source for the Kohen for the Zayin Yemei Hafrasha, for the Paraduma? Those are the questions on the table. Manani Mili, how do I know that? So in yesterday's daf, so we had one presentation, that's Rav Yochanan. In today's daf, we're going to finish that presentation. So that's two dapim of Gemara, the first two dapim of Yuma, which is going to be presenting one approach. It happens to be that tomorrow's daf, we're going to be presenting a second approach. So granted, a lengthy discussion of the Gemara to answer this question, Menahani Mili. So as we pointed out yesterday, there is no source in the Torah. Right, you'll go through Chumash, you'll go through Parshas Achrimos, you'll see a lot of details regarding the Avodas of Yom Kippur, and you're not going to see anything, any reference whatsoever to the Kohen being sequestered for 7 days. Neither you're going to see in the Torah any such idea as it relates to the Kohen who is going to be shechting the Paraduma. So Menahani Mili, so the question is really straightforward. Where do we know this from? So Rav Yochanan says we know it from the Meluim. Last week's Parsha, Yom HaShmini, that was the 8th day. So obviously if you have 8 days, that means that there were 7 days in anticipation. So as we are approaching opening day of the Mishkan, we are now in the second year after having left Mitzrayim. We're on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That coincides with Yom HaShmini, that's day number 8. Which means that the prior 7 days were days of Hachana, they were days of preparation. On top of that, as we saw yesterday, the Rashi quoted the Pasuk. So Aaron was sequestered. Upesach olmoi teshu yom avalayla. You're going to be the pasuk says that he's going to be in olmoi yom avalayla. So he's going to be sequestered in the Mishkan area for 7 days for the Zayin Yemei Meluim, and then comes day number 8. Now he comes out. Now he's doing the avoda for the first time. And since over there we have the Zayin Yemei Meluim of Hachana, so too we're going to have it by Yom Kippur and by Paraduma. How do we make that jump? How do we extend from the Yemei Meluim over to Yom Kippur and Paraduma? So the Gemara quoted a pasuk. The Gemara quoted the pasuk by the Meluim. It says at the end of Parshat Tzav, "Kasher asah b'yom hazeh, tziva Hashem lasos lecha per lechem." So the pasuk says that just like you're doing by Yom HaZeh on this day, meaning on this day referring to the Yom HaShmini, and that you had 7 days of Achana, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands lasos and lechaper. Lasos is a reference to the Paraduma, lechaper is a reference to Yom Kippur. And what the Gemara has been struggling with now since yesterday, since we quoted this drasha, and we're going to continue well into today, is how do I know that lasos is a reference to Paraduma? How do I know that lechaper is a reference to Yom Kippur? Good, so that's what the Gemara has been trying to accomplish over the course of yesterday's daf, continuing to today's daf. The Gemara says, well, we know that lechaper can't be a reference to Paraduma, because Paraduma has nothing to do with Kapara. Paraduma has everything to do with Tahara. So it can't be referencing Paraduma. It's got to be referencing some sort of Karban. and we have the word Siva, and Siva there creates Gzeirah Shavah. Good. So the that was the Gemara's argument yesterday. So the Gemara says that's wonderful, but maybe Lechaper is coming for Yom Kippur. Lechaper just simply means we're bringing a karban. Could be a lot of candidates that are possible to be nominated to be the karban, the special yontav in which the Kohen's going to be sequestering himself for. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's go through the candidates. And yesterday, one by one, we went through many of the Yomim Tovim. And to see, maybe there's another yontav in which the Kohen needs to sequester himself. How do I know it's Yom Kippur? So the Gemara yesterday says, well, maybe it's Pesach, first yontav of the year. Maybe it's Sukkos. So many mitzvahs to be done on Sukkos. So the Gemara went through it. The Gemara says, yeah, but Pesach, Sukkos, those are 7 days. That doesn't match the model. The prototype is Zayin Yemei Meluim, which is 7 days of preparation, getting us ready for one day. The Yom HaShmini is the day. That's opening day of the Mishkan. So it's 7 days of preparation for one day. So the Gemara says it's got to fit that model. So the Gemara says, okay, it's got to fit that model. What about Shmini Atzeres? The Gemara says, Shmini Atzeres, it's not one day Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is really just an attachment to Sukkos. It's really the end of Sukkos. And the Gemara says, and I know what you're going to argue. You're going to argue that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo. The Gemara says it's not a regel b'fnei atzmo. In several aspects, Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmo. But when all said and done, if you're going to be distilling Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres is really just the end of Sukkos. The Gemara gives quotes the Mishnah in Sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah says, you didn't offer your Chagigah on Sukkos. You didn't offer your Olas Riyah on Sukkos. So you have makeup days, meaning day number one is really the principal day in which we should bring it. If we don't bring it on day number one, you can make it up on day number two, day number three. You can even make it up on day number eight. That's the Mishnah in Sukkah. You're making up on day number eight for failure to bring it on days one through seven. It means that day number eight is day number eight. It's really the end of Sukkos. Okay, I understand that in aspects, Shmini Atzeres is different, but fundamentally, it's really just an attachment to Sukkah, so it's also not going to be a good match. So what we did yesterday, that's basically a summary of what we saw yesterday. So what we did yesterday is we pointed out that there were six aspects in total in which Shmini Atzeres remains a regel b'fnei atzmo. It has its own independent identity. Again, in the larger picture, it's the end of Sukkos. But in details, however, it has independent identity. In what regards does it have independent identity? So the Gemara just simply gives us Rashi Tevas, Pazar Kashav. So in six elements they have it. So what the hard work, the heavy lifting over here is deciphering. What does that mean, Pazar Kashav? What does that mean that in six aspects, so Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmo. So I ran over this yesterday. I did not give any kind of explanation. So over here I'm going to give a brief explanation, and really brief. You can see Rashi over here. You can see Tosfos over here at length. But I'm just going to give you the highlights. So number one, we're going to go through the pay. You can follow me on the top Rashi over here. So Rashi writes, what's the pay? Pi Slatzmo. So the pay stands for pious, and that it has its own lottery. When we get to the fifth parak of Sukkah, we're going to learn together that there was a lottery system in the base of Mikdash. It's for Sukkos itself, not even so much a lottery system, but a rotation system of how all the karbanos is going to be brought. Sukkos is by far and away the yontif in which we bring the most number of karbanos, right? The number of parim that are brought on Sukkos, the pari achag of Sukkos. So it starts off with 13 on day number one, 12 on day number two, et cetera, all the way when you get to day number seven, where there's seven. A total of 70, and that's just the parim. And the Gemara in Sukkah over there in the fifth parak goes through a whole rotation of how it's to be done. And as Rashi points out over here, top Rashi, she'ein pais b'pari achag, eitz al mishmaros, she'kal mishmaros shanos u'mashal shos bahen, lefi cheshbon sidran, kamo she'shanim ha'masechet Sukkah. You're having all the mishmaros come, it's yantiv, that's true by every yantiv, you have all the mishmaros come, and it's a rotation of how it's going to be where Kohanim are going to get one crack at it, two cracks, and some Kohanim are going to get three cracks at the karban. If you don't fully understand me, it's fine. When we get to the fifth parak of Sukkah, you're going to understand a lot better. But anyway, Aval Parshal Shmini B'tchila Mafisin Alav. But when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, so over there, what do we say regarding people who had three shots as opposed to Kohanim only had two opportunities to offer a karban? So when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, so we reset. We hit the big reset button. We're going to have a new lottery for Shmini Atzeres, and whoever offered from days one through seven, it's irrespective. Okay, so in that regard, it's regel b'fnei atzmo. Number two, zman la'atzmo. So what does that mean, zman la'atzmo? So Rashi over here explains, l'varach shehachiyanu. So Shmini Atzeres, despite the fact that it is an attachment to Sukkos, and anytime we have attachments, we don't normally make Shechianu, but in terms of the bracha of Shechianu, so Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmo. Consider, on Pesach, so we say Shechianu on the first day of Pesach, and that's it. Even on Shvi'i Shal Pesach, it's a yantav, where there's an Isser Malacha, but we don't say Shechianu on Shvi'i Shal Pesach, because Shvi'i Shal Pesach is an attachment to Pesach. Nevertheless, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres, so in this regard, for the bracha of Shechianu, that's how Rashi understands the Zayin. Zayin over here is a reference to Zman, it's a reference to Shechianu. Number three, Regal Atzmo. So this one's a trickier one. So Rashi over here says Regal Atzmo. Even reading Rashi kind of helps us out, but not much. Rashi writes, I'm reading the Rashi, Regal Atzmo, in Shem Chag HaSukkos Olav. Well, you know it doesn't have the Shem Chag HaSukkos. We don't call it Sukkos. Name calling. So what does Rashi mean by that name calling? It's got a different name. Okay, good. All right. So Tosus over here writes Perish Rashi Regal Latzmo Shein Yoshvin Besuka. So Tosus is understanding of Rashi. And again, by the way, it's Rashi is really not clear in terms of what he means. But Tosus' understanding of Rashi is, we don't stay in the Sukkah. Meaning, once we get to Shmini Atzeres, so Shmini Atzeres is now, it's a non-Sukkos vehicle. Meaning, we don't sit in the Sukkah on Yontif, and so therefore, it's Regal B'fnei Atzmo in that regard. Okay, ironically enough, here in Chutz Aretz, we do sit in the Sukkah. I know many don't. I'm aware of that. And this Rashi coupled with this Tosos certainly would be supportive of that idea. But Shmini Atzeres is by definition a non-Sukkah vehicle. But nevertheless, that's Tosos' understanding of Rashi. By the way, I'm only presenting right now Rashi's understanding of all this. There's layers after that. Tosos over here has other interpretations, especially of this one, Regal Atzmo. But I'm just presenting Rashi for this morning. Okay, we're up to Kuf, Karbon Latzmo. Shein Karbon Oshav L'chol, I'm continuing in Rashi. Shein Karbon Oshav L'chol Shar Yemos L'chag. Shekulam Parim Merubim Ve'elim Shnayim V'yudal Kvasim V'kan Parachal V'ayalchav V'sheva Kvasim. It certainly does not follow the pattern of the Karbonos of Sukkos. By Sukkos, so a very specific pattern. You start off with, as we pointed out, you start off with 13 Parim on day number one. And the number of Elim are going to be 2. And the number of Kvasim are going to be 14. 2 and 14, by the way, for the Rams and Kvasim are going to be a constant, right, for the 7 days of Sukkot. The Parim are going to be, it's not a constant, but it is a schedule, meaning 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. However, when you get to Shmini Atzeres, so clearly now it's a totally new series of Karbanos. One Par, one aisle, 7 Kvasim. So by Karba now, Regal B'fnei Atzmo. Okay, we're up to the Shin. We're almost done. Shir La'atzmo. She'ein Shiru Shav L'chol Shar Shiru Simei Achag, Kol Shir Yimei Achag, Medaber Me'ein Gezel Matanus La'aniyim. So when it comes to the Shir that the Levim sing, so it has something to do with not stealing, giving to the poor, right? One of the big themes of Sukkos. However, Va'osan She'chol HaMoed Meforesh B'Masechet Sukkah. And as far as Chol HaMoed is concerned, so once again, fifth parak of Sukkah, so we're going to see in more detail over there. V'shal Shmini Atzeres Eino Me'ein Asif. Now, as far as Shmini Atzeres is concerned, it has nothing to do with the gathering. You know, you're going to get a lot of yield, make sure to give to the poor. Shmini Atzeres, we don't focus on that theme. Good. So then what you would expect Rashi to do from this point going forward is, okay, so I know what the shear is not going to be. So would you mind telling me what the shear is going to be on Shmini Atzeres? So Rashi over here says, V'lo pirshulanu is the shear. Rashi says, I don't know. I don't know what the shear is on Shmini Atzeres. I know what it's not, but I don't know what it is. Okay, you can see Tosus over here for a suggestion. Right? Numerous times throughout Shas, Rashi is comfortable. The rabbi just spoke about it over Shabbos. The Rashi is comfortable with saying, I don't know. Right? Rashi doesn't know what the shear is for Shmini Atzeres, but it's not thematically the shear of the rest of Sukkot. That is the shin. Now we're up to the beis. The beis says Rashi's bracha la'atzmo. So what does that mean, bracha la'atzmo? Okay, so this is a tough one, meaning for Rashi, because we already covered the Shechianu, that was a Zion. And we already covered that you don't sit in the Sukkah. So what does that mean, bracha la'atzmo? On my own, I wouldn't have figured it out. Rashi writes, bracha la'atzmo, bracha shoyim avarchim, letfilas chaye hamelech. So what would happen on day number 8 is that we would give a bracha to the king. We have historic precedents in which Shlomo HaMelech sent the people on the eighth day, and when he sent the people away, in other words, Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the when he built by his Rishon, so he had 2 weeks of inauguration. By the way, one of those weeks ran over Yom Kippur. Okay, just a small tidbit, which is really interesting, but the not for now. But anyway, so but it culminated on Shmini Atzeres, and it happens to be that on that day they gave a bracha to Shlomo HaMelech. So therefore, the bracha now from that point going forward on Shmini Atzeres is going to be for the Melech. You're right. We haven't had one in some time now, but what happens is on Shmini Atzeres you give a bracha to the Melech. Okay, that's Pazar Kashav as per Rashi. Again, just scratch the surface. All we did was just cover Rashi's understanding of Pazar Kashav. Okay, but not to lose the larger point of the Gemara, it's only in these elements, Shmini Atzeres is regal b'fnei atzmo. But distilled, Shmini Atzeres is really an attachment to Sukkah. So with that all said, so now we scratched out Shmini Atzeres. So we're looking for 7 days of Achana for a one-day affair. So what is that reference to? So right now, Yom Kippur, we know the answer is Yom Kippur. Meaning, we're looking at the correct answer. It's called our Masechta. But the Gemara now wants to be exhaustive, and the Gemara now is going to go through a number of other suggestions. So we're going to run through this. Ve'emat Seres, the Gemara says, Depresha Shivas Liyom Echadu. So the Gemara says, okay, what about Shavuos? Shavuos seems to be a wonderful candidate. Shavuos definitely follows the model. The 7 days prior to Shavuos are Chol. Shavuos is a one-day affair. Okay, maybe Shavuos. And maybe the Kohen, before doing the Avodah of Shavuos, has got to sequester himself for 7 days. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba Dan in Par Echad Vayelachad, Mi Par Echad Vayelachad, Lafuk Etzer Se Shnei Eilim Ninu. So the Gemara says it's not a match, because we know that on Shavuos there are Shnei Eilim. So the Shnei Eilim on Shavuos is not what we're looking for, because again, the prototype is the Shivas Yimei Amiluim, culminating in the Hakamas HaMishkan. On the Hakamas HaMishkan, it's on Yom HaShmini, it's Par Echad Ayelachad. And on Shavuos it's Shnei Eilim, so it's not a match. So the Gemara says, "Hanich leman dami Yom Kippurim ayel echad." I'm sorry, and contrast that to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a better match because Yom Kippur is par echad ayel echad. To which the Gemara says, "Hanich leman dami Yom Kippurim ayel echad hu." So the Gemara says, "Yeah, that's very good if you subscribe to the viewpoint that in Yom Kippur it's ayel echad." However, how many karbanos are brought in Yom Kippur? I know this is going to sound strange. Machlokas. Now, of all the things that could be subject to a machlokas, this has got to be a really strange one. How many karbanos do you bring on Yom Kippur? So here, the Torah couldn't be any clearer, right? Meaning you open up a chumash and you read chumash. You read Achrei Mos, you read Parshas Pinchas, you know how many karbanos there are brought on Yom Kippur. What's the room for machlokas on this? It happens to be it's a machlokas. So as we're going to see right now, Elamanda Mishnei Elim Ninhu Michael Amemar. Now there is an opinion that Yom Kippur it's not Ayel Echad but Shtei Elim. Now the Gemara says, now what is this predicated on? Well, if there is Shnei Elim and Yom Kippur, so now we don't have a match anymore. Then the Parva Ayel of Yom HaShmini is no longer going to be a match for Yom Kippur. And if that's true, so then as much as it was the Kasha and Shavuos, it's also going to be Kasha and Yom Kippur. The Tanya, the Gemara over here, introduces us to the Machlokas. Rabbi Omer, Ayel Echad Hu Amor, Kan Hu Amor, B'chumash HaPekudim. So over here, the list of karbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur, so you need to look at two places in Chumash in order to know what karbanos to bring. One is Achrei Mos, and the other one is Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas, so that lays out all the Musafim that are brought in every Yontif. Right? We know, right? The last couple of days on Rosh Chodesh. So we read the beginning of the Parsha in Parshas Pinchas that details the Tamid, the Musaf of Shabbos and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Then if you're Mamshech in that Parsha, you're going to see the Musaf for all the other Yamim Tovim. So it happens to be that when you get to Yom Kippur over there in Parshas Pinchas, so you're going to see that there's an aisle introduced over there. Now if you back up in Chumash and go to Achrei Mos, which is the Karbanos of Yom Kippur, not the Musafim, but the Karbanos of the Chovas Hayom. So over there, there's also an aisle. According to Rabbi, same aisle. Meaning even though one's in Pekudim in Pinchas, and the other's in Achrei Mos, but it's the same aisle. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Amar Shnei Elim Haim, Echad Amar Kan, Ve'echad Amar B'chumash HaPekudim. Now according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, no, two different Elim. Okay, so the Gemara says, so if I subscribe now to this opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, so now Yom HaShmini is not a match to Yom Kippur. Yom HaShmini, it's Parachad Ayel Echad. And meanwhile, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, on Yom Kippur, it's Parachad Shnei Eilim. So the Gemara says that question's not going to really break us. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Hasam Chal Lechovas Hayom Chal Lemusafim Laafuki Atzer Setavari Chovas Hayom Ninu. So the Gemara says, look, even if I subscribe to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, you understand there's a difference, because even though there are two Eilim on Yom Kippur, but one aisle of Yom Kippur, the one in Parshas Pinchas, that's a Musaf aisle. That's just simply augmenting the carbon tamid. Musaf, by definition, hosafa. We're just adding to the tamid. Meaning, in order to reflect the Kedusha Sayom, so we are just going to be adding to the carbon tamid. How much do you add? So it depends. Read Parshas Pinchas, right? On Shabbos you add, on Rosh Chodesh you add, on Yontif you add, et cetera, et cetera. But that's Musaf. In terms of the Chovas Hayom, a reflection of the day in of itself, so that is Achremos. You read Achremos for the Kabbanos for the Chovas Hayom. So in terms of Parachad Ayelachad of Yom HaShmini, it is a match vis-a-vis the Kabbanos of Yom Kippur that are reflecting the Chovas Hayom. Parachad Ayelachad. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says fine. So Shavuos now has been knocked out because it's not a match in terms of Kabbanos. Okay, we're going to be exhaustive over here. We're going to go through every yantav of the Torah. Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah depresha Hashiva Siyam Echadhu. So the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah seems to be a great candidate. Rosh Hashanah is one day mina Torah. Obviously, we observe 2 days when we get to the beginning of Masechta Rosh Hashanah. So not the beginning, but when we get to Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and also Beitz as well. So we're going to learn together why it is that we observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But anyway, mina Torah Rosh Hashanah is one day. And so why not say that there are the Zayin Yemei Afrasha is for Rosh Hashanah? So Amar Rabbi Abba Udan Parva Ayel Shalom, Mi Parva Ayel Shalom. So the Gemara says no, because once again we're looking for the match. And when it comes to Parva Ayel of Yom HaShmini, that belongs to the Kohen Gadol. Meaning, who's funding that carbon? Aaron's funding that carbon. And when it comes to the Parva Ayel of Yom Kippur, who's funding that carbon? Also the Kohen Gadol. Masha Einkin, when it comes to the Parva Ayel that's brought on Rosh Hashanah, that's carbon Tzibur. That's public money. Lafuki Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. Did Tzibur Ninu. And by the way, this answer is also good for Shavuos as well. Meaning Shavuos, yes, it's Parva Ayel on Shavuos. Even though on Shavuos we pointed out it's Shtei Eilim. But still, it's publicly funded. So once again, it totally doesn't match. Ha Nichol Aman Darma, the Gemara says, Kachacha Mishacha. And Ve'aselacha Mishacha. So the Gemara says that issue of private funding, so the Gemara says that's not unilateral. Not everyone subscribes to that, as now we turn to the Amud Beis. So Elamanda Mishal Tzibur Ma'ikal Meimar, but there is an opinion that's Mishal Tzibur, that even when the Torah says, excuse me, Kach Lecha and Aseh Lecha, so there are opinions out there that say that it still comes from public money. So Ditanya, the Gemara here quotes the Braisa. The Bryce over here now is going to record a machlokis on where does the funding come from. So kach lecha mishocha v'aseh lecha mishocha v'yichu eilecha mishal tzibur div Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia says that whenever you see in Chumash the words kach lecha, so that's private. And when it says v'yichu eilecha, so that's public. Yeah, right? Lashon Yachid, Lashon Rabim. It's pretty straightforward. And Rav Yonason Omer ben kach lecha ben v'yichu eilecha mishal tzibur. So, and Rav Yonason says no. Kach lecha and it is also public. Umatam alarma kach lecha. So the Gemara says, okay. And then when the Torah says kach lecha, what is it? What, according to Rabbi Yonason, it's lashon yachid and still it's coming from public money. So why would it say kach lecha? That's strange. So the Gemara says, kaviyachal mishalchan, he wrote, say yosem mishalahem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying is that kaviyachal, if I could say this, I prefer the funding to be coming from you, Moshe Rabbeinu, and not from the Jewish people. Right? It's a harsh statement, admittedly. And Rashi notes this as well. So Rashi over here, when the Gemara says Kaviyachol, so Rashi offers a couple of explanations. The second explanation of Rashi is Ve'ani Omer, right? The second explanation of Rashi, right? First explanation is something he hears. But Ve'ani Omer, the second line in Rashi, Ve'ani Omer Lefisha Davar Kashahu Lamar Shakash Baruch Hu Katz B'Yisrael. So it's a harsh statement, meaning Akash Baruch is basically saying, I'd rather not be public money. I mean, I'd rather come from you, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Amongst the public money of the Jewish people, right? The yesh v'yesh, right? Okay, just a reflection of the Jewish people as a whole. And so, Omer Kaviyachol Klomer Al Karchenu Yomar Kain Ki Ilu Efshal Omar Kain. Like as if we could say this. V'chein kol kaviyachol shebashas. And every time you see the kaviyachol, it's as if we could say this. Meaning it's not correct, it's not true, but as if we could say it. Okay. Anyway, so the, but according to Rabbi Yonasan, it's always going to come from public funds, even if it says kach lecha. Abachanan amar mishum Rabbi Lazar. So as long as we're quoting the Bryce over here, this next point of the Gemara is not germane to our discussion, but still, we're here in the Bryce, so the Gemara is going to quote the end of the Bryce. Kasavech amar vasisa lecha aron eitz. One pasuk says, vasisa lecha. You're going to make the aron, meaning the funding is coming privately. Because of Echad Omer, Asu Aron Atse Shitim. And you, in English, by the way, you don't hear the difference between you Lashon Yachid, you Lashon Rabim. Right? So it gets lost in translation. But the Asu means you in the plural are going to be making the Aron. HaKetzad. So what does that mean, singular versus plural? What are there, two Aronos? Now that's funny, by the way. We just went through the Gemara in Shkalim. Right? It's not a crazy suggestion. In fact, there is a Manda Amar and Shkalim. We just saw it in the Daf, that there actually were two Aronos. So it's not crazy to suggest that, but clearly the Bavli is not entertaining even that for a moment. It's not even a Hava Mina. So the Gemara says, Kam Bizman She Yisol Simr Tzono Shal Makom, Kam Bizman She Yino Simr Tzono Shal Makom. So when we're all compliant and we're all doing mitzvos and learning Torah, so then the Aron is a reflection of us. That's Vasu. And then when we're not compliant, so then the Aron is not a reflection of us. Okay, and what if I could just dig a little deeper? What does that mean? Meaning it's no longer a question of funding. I'm not sure exactly how that practically plays out. But anyway, regardless. So what we got from this entire Brysa, meaning leave the Aron discussion out because it's not relevant. What we got from this whole Brysa is the basic idea that when you say Asay Lecha, so there's a machlokus as to whether or not that means private funding or public funding. The Adkan, and the Gemara says, and still, Adkan lo pligi ela b'kichos da'ama v'asiyos da'ama, kichos da'ama, the Gemara says, I'll give you an example of where you see, kach lecha samim. So kach lecha samim. So now, so the spices that are used for the Ketores. So now, question, publicly funded or privately funded? So that's where the machlokus lies. And I'll give you an example of asiyah. Asiyos da'ama, asiyah l'chashtei, achatzosos kesef. Fine. So that's an example of the trumpets, where the Torah says asiyah l'cha. Avahanach, good. That's in general. But the Gemara says, but over here, by the karbanos, there's no debate. Purushi kamifarish to mashachahu. So we know that's privately funded. We know it. Why? B'malu and michtik siv, v'al b'nei sol, t'dabe l'mor, chusir izim l'chatas. Just read the psukim. The psukim are screaming out the idea. These karbanos are publicly funded, and this karban is going to be privately funded. Meaning you, Aaron, are going to pay for this karban. So there's no debate whatsoever by the miluim, and specifically Yom HaShmini, the karban there is privately funded. So lam leish mamina kachacha mishochahu, and that's true on Yom HaShmini of the after the 7 days of the miluim. But Yom Kippur michti kasa ksiv bezos yavo Aaron el kosh bepar ben bakar lechatas ume eis adas bnei Yisrael yikach shnei sirizim lechatas v'ikriv es par chatas asher lo lam leish shmamina haylo mishalohu. So again, just read the psukim in Acharei Mos, and again, it's very clear. These karbanos are coming Mishal Tzibor. And that karban over there, that's coming from you, Aaron, which means that it's privately funded. So, when all said and done, that wrapped up a lengthy point of the Gemara, but the point of the Gemara is very simple. Obviously, we're headed towards Yom Kippur and to no other Yontif, because on all the other Yomim Tovim, even if we have a matching karbanos, even if we did, but there's a world of difference between a publicly funded karban and a privately funded karban. On Rosh Hashanah, as is true on Shavuos, as is true on every Yontif, the karbanos are publicly funded. All the funding for those karbanos come from the Lishka, from the Chumas Lishka, as we just got done discussing in Masechet Shkalim. As opposed to on Yom HaShmini of the Zayin Yimei Meluim, so those karbanos are privately funded. And the Gemara says, and I know there's generally a debate, but not here, not by the Yom HaShmini. And the same thing is true by Yom Kippur. The Parva Isle that's brought by Aaron Cohen and for any subsequent Cohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that's going to be privately funded. And so so therefore, you can't compare public karbanos that are publicly funded versus the karbanos that are privately funded. That's how we know that's referencing Yom Kippur and no other Yontif. And now the Gemara just is going to pile on, Meaning, again, I said this in the beginning of the Daffin, it's true as now as well. We know what the right answer is. The right answer is Yom Kippur. It's just that the Gemara now is just going to really detail its way through all the points on why we know it's Yom Kippur. So this is now going to be a second point. Rav Ashi Amar, and again, specifically, why not Rosh Hashanah? Meaning, why not Shavuos already? We made the argument on the Amud Aleph. Why not Rosh Hashanah? So we already made one argument, and really it could be the argument ender. Publicly funded versus privately funded. But the Gemara now is just going to pile on. Rav Ashi Amar done in Par Lechatas Va'ayla Ola, Mi Par Lechatas Va'ayla Ola, Lafika Rosh Hashanah, Ve'atzerza Tervayu Olos Nenu. This also is a really, really strong point. After hearing this point, it's kind of hard to even understand how it was even up for consideration. You know, yes, it's true, it's Par Va'ayl and Rosh Hashanah. But Par Va'ayl and Rosh Hashanah, they're both Olos. The Par Va'ayl of Yom HaShmini of the Zayin Yemei Meluim. And the Par Va'ayl of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the Par is for Chatas and the Ayl is for Ola. Oh, okay. Done. That's the second point. A third point to take into consideration. Ravina Amar Danin Avoda B'Kohen Gadol Me Avoda B'Kohen Gadol Afuki Kulu Kushyasan Delav Avoda B'Kohen Gadol Ninu. And another point to consider. Yom HaShmini of Zayin Yemei Meluim. So that's done by the Kohen Gadol. Yom Kippur, that's done by the Kohen Gadol. What about the Karbanos of all the other Yomim Tovim? You don't need a Kohen Gadol. You could stop. A regular Kohen could do it. Okay. That's another point. V'ika da'amre am Ravina. Now this is Ravina 2.0. Or right, a second version of Ravina. And that is done in Avodah Tchila. May Avodah Tchila afuka hani de'lav Tchila ninu. You know, Shmini and Yom Kippur, that's Avodah Tchila. All the other karbanos that are offered on Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, Sukkos, etc., Shmini Atzeres, so that's not Avodas Tchila. Okay, simple question. What's Avodas Tchila? So, it's not a simple question, it's a Gemara's question. I mean, it is a simple question. So, my Tchila, Ilem Tchila B'Kohen Gadol. So, what do you think it means? It means that it has to be done by Kohen Gadol. Well, that Ravina already made that point, meaning that was version number one of Ravina. Over here, it sounds like we're making another point. So, Hainu Kamaisa. So, Ela Avodah Tchila B'Makom Me Avodah Tchila B'Makom. So, the Avodah Tchila means Makom. It means location. What does that mean? So, Rashi over here writes the following. I'm reading the Rashi inside. Tchila B'Makom, Yom HaKippurim Yesh Avodah. Right, yesh bo, right, a little bit of a girsa over here. So Yom HaKippurim yesh bo avoda lifnai v'lifnim. So on Yom Kippur, so as we all know, it's going to be the highlight of the avoda sayom. The Kohen Gadol is going to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shibi Yom HaKippurim harishon haisa tchila b'makom. And you know what? The first Yom Kippur historically is the first time anyone went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So in other words, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is getting inaugurated on that very day. So, because prior to that, nobody ever walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yes, obviously, it had to be constructed, but obviously, that doesn't count. And the same thing is true regarding Yom HaShmini. Yom HaShmini of the Zayin Yemei Meluim, that's the first time the Mizbeach is inaugurated. So, in other words, when we're talking about inauguration of Yom HaShmini, it's Mizbeach. Of Yom Kippur, it's Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, as a result of that, so that's why it's a better match. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres. So there's no inauguration happening. It's not a first for anything. Now, really interesting next section, Rashi over here. V'im b'shvil sheshimesh Moshe kol shivas yimei amiluim. I know what you're thinking, says Rashi. What do you mean Yom HaShmini's inauguration? You know it's day number 8. And you know what happened for those first 7 days? So Moshe was serving in the Mishkan in this preseason, if you will. Okay, sorry for the really bad sports analogy. So Kol Shivas Yimei Amiluim Ein Kriya Avoda Eitzel Avodas Kohanim. So that's Rashi writes. It's so interesting. Rashi says, you know, it looks like avoda, but it's not avoda. Shehu Belavush Beit De Kohuna Vishal Moshe Bechaluk Lavan. So Rashi, so interesting. Rashi says, consider what was being worn. You think Moshe was wearing the big day kahuna when he did those 7 days of avoda, right, in the preseason? No. No, he wasn't. He wasn't in uniform. He wasn't wearing the big day kahuna. He was wearing chaluk lavan. It's based on a Gemara in Tanis, which, God willing, we're going to see soon enough. Shelo huchsher el shiva, and it was just clothing for those 7 days. But it's not a voda. He wasn't wearing the big day kahuna. Okay. So many points that come out from this Rashi, but anyway, just suffice to go through the Rashi inside. Anyway, what comes out over here is that the match. And this is the fourth point that the Gemara has just made, in that the match of Shmini, Yom HaShmini to Yom Kippur is that it's inauguration. On Yom HaShmini, we're inaugurating the Mizbech HaChitzon, quite frankly, the entire Mishkan, and just like on Yom HaShmini, the inauguration is for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not true by any other Yontif. When all said and done, as we knew from the very beginning, so when we say that Yom HaShmini now is going to be serving as the base model, in which there are 7 days of Afrasha, followed then by a day of Avoda. So we have that by Yom HaShmini. We also have it by Yom Kippur as well. The Gemara, between yesterday's daf and today's daf, try exhaustively to go through a number of other possibilities of what it could be. The Gemara thought maybe it could be Shmini Atzeres. First, the Gemara thought it could be Sukkos and Pesach, but it's 7 days. And we're looking for something which is 1 day. Then the Gemara thought Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says Shmini Atzeres is not really a regel b'fnei atzmo. It's not independent. It has elements of independence, but it's not independent. The Gemara thought maybe it should be Shavuos. The Gemara says, Karbanos-wise, it doesn't match. The Gemara thought maybe it should be Rosh Hashanah. And on that, the Gemara dismisses it on four grounds. Number one, the funding. The funding for Karbanos of Rosh Hashanah, that's Mitzibor, as opposed to the Yom HaShmini and Yom Kippur, privately funded. Number two, this is just a summary, right? I don't know if I have to summarize at the end. Number two, the parva aisle of Yom HaShmini and Yom Kippur are Chatas Ola, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, where they're both Olos. Number three, and Yom HaShmini and Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol. And Rosh Hashanah, Stam HaKohen. And number four, inauguration. So in that regard, so clearly Yom Kippur is the match. And it's no other day. Okay, we're going to go a little bit further in the daf today. I know we are basically done with the topic, but the Gemara is just going to wrap up now this discussion. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan Masni Chada. Rav Dimi comes in from Eretz Yisrael. This happens frequently throughout Shas, meaning that how do the Bnei Bavel, the Yeshivas of Bavel, know what Rav Yochanan is saying? So there's obviously a Masara, and people are shuttling the information, and typically you're going to find Rav Dimi and Ravin, who are going to be the Amoraim, who are bringing the information from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So Rav Dimi comes in from Eretz Yisrael, and he says, you know, that Rav Yochanan, so Masni Chade, he learns one. I'm going to clarify what that means in just a moment. And Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Masni Tarte. And Rav Yeshua ben Levi says, no, it's actually two. What just happened over there? Gemara is going to explain. So Rav Yochanan Masni Chada Lasos Lechaper Elamasi Yom Kippurim. So now we're going back to the original pasuk, meaning the pasuk by Yom HaShmini. So it says Lasos and it said Lechaper. Now we've been saying up until now for the last 2 days of the Masechta, the first 2 days of the Masechta, that Lasos is a reference to the Paraduma and Lechaper is a reference to Yom Kippur. That's what we've been saying. So here in this version, no. Lasos Lechaper are both going on Yom Kippur, according to Rav Yochanan. The obvious question, what happened to Paraduma? Stay tuned. And Rav Yeshua Levi Masni Tarte Lasos Elamasi Para and Lechaper Elamasi Yom Kippurim. Now, according to Rav Yeshua Ben Levi's version, or Reish Lakish, whatever, question of who said it, but no, it's actually two, like we've been saying now for the last 2 days. Now, Rav Yochanan Masni Chada, so the Gemara says, now let's just go back for a second. You're saying that according to Rav Yochanan, the Lasos and Lechaper is only there to teach us about Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur requires Zayin Yemei HaFrasha. Okay, what about Paraduma? V'hanan t'nan shivas yamim kodim yamim kippurim v'shivas yamim kodim shreifas hapara. We know that there's HaFrasha for both Yom Kippur and Paraduma. So how can you tell me that we only have a limud to Yom Kippur? We know there's HaFrasha by Para. It's a Beferish Mishnah and Para. We went through the Mishnah yesterday's daf. So the Gemara says, Mala ba'amahu. So the Gemara says, nah, but by Paraduma, it's not a Dindar Raisa. It's a Chumra. Mala ba'amah. And again, we're going to say what we said yesterday, right? Good chazara. And that is, remember, that for the Paraduma, they would do something that was slightly radical. And that is that the Kohen that was about to shech the paraduma, so they would be metamehim. They would be metamehim. He would tov in the mikvah. He would be in a status of a tful yom. And then he would do the avodah regarding the paraduma. Now, why did they do that? Because the tzedukim thought you couldn't do that. And lahotzi mehotzi lemilima shel tzedukim. So we went ahead and we went about it in this manner. So we introduced tuma. So therefore, since we're introducing tuma, so we're extreme about contrasting that we do care about tuma. We're not flippant about tuma. And so therefore, we go through extreme measures to show how careful we are regarding it. And so one of the ways that we're showing this care, according to this version of the Gemara, is that we introduce also the Zayin Yemei Afrasha. But it's just a chumra. The ha'amar of Minyumi bar Chilki, amar of Mechasi bar Idi, amar of Yochanan, kasher asa b'yamazet, siv Hashem lasos l'chaper lechem, lasos eila maisa para l'chaper, eila maisa yama kippurim. So the Gemara says, okay, but I'm quoting it to you b'shem Rav Yochanan, that we have a drasha for both Yom Kippur and the Paraduma. And you're telling me that Paraduma is just a chumra? So ha'ud rabbei. So the Gemara says, no. That's not Rav Yochanan espousing his own viewpoint. That's him quoting his Rebbe. Dechi asa Rabbi Namar Rav Yochanan. Mishum Rebbe Yishmal lasos ela maisa para and lechaper ela maisa yom kippurim. So the Gemara says, no. That's Rav Yochanan quoting Rebbe Yishmal. Rebbe Yishmal says that the lasos is a reference to paraduma, lechaper is a reference to Yom Kippur. But Rav Yochanan doesn't hold by that. Rav Yochanan is arguing with Rebbe Yishmal. Let me say the same sentence, but with a question mark. Rav Yochanan's arguing with Rabbi Yishmael, meaning Rabbi Yishmael's a Tan, Rav Yochanan's an Amora. So see the second Tosfos on the Samud. He's bothered by that. It's an obvious question. V'im Tomar, right? Skip a little bit in the Tosfos. V'im Tomar, Rav Yochanan, Hechi Polag, Rabbi Yishmael. Shu Tana, how could Rav Yochanan be arguing with Rabbi Yishmael? Tosfos gives answers. See the Tosfos over there. Anyway, this will be a good place to pause, because tomorrow we'll open up with Reish Lakish, meaning since the Amud Aleph of yesterday's Daf, that was all one long sentence. It's a long sentence, right? It's really a welcome to the Bavli. Meaning Yerushalmi, there were no long sentences. Every discussion in the Yerushalmi ended really quickly. Over here, the Bavli is comfortable with conversation. So how do I know that by Yom Kippur there's a halacha that mandates that the Kohen has to be mafresh zayin yamim kodem Yom Kippur? So we learn that from the Miluim, 7 days of Hachana before the opening day of the Mishkan, and then Yom HaShmini, which is the opening day of the Mishkan. And so what we've been doing now for the last two Dapim is that we presented the Shita of Rav Yochanan, which is that it's a limud gamur. Now at the end, we scaled a little bit back, but just a little bit. Meaning that for most of yesterday and today, we said that according to Rav Yochanan, it's a limud gamur not only for Yom Kippur, but also for Paraduma as well. And then at the end of today's daf, we hedged just a little bit, and that it's definitely a limud for Yom Kippur. As far as Paraduma is concerned, Rav Yochanan himself says it's not really a limud. Yes, of course, there is Zayin Yemei Afrasha, it's a Mishnah, but just mala, it's just a chumrah. Okay, that's a short synopsis of the last two dapim, the first two dapim of Masechta Yumah.